Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Over the past year or so, people have been having debates, even arguments, with friends and family, strangers, about wearing a mask to prevent the spread of coronavirus, or whether you should get vaccinated against it. Add on to that the heated conversation we're having again about guns following mass shootings in Georgia and Colorado, and you've got what seems like a real moment emerging to talk about personal freedom, liberty, and responsibility. George Lakoff is a cognitive linguist and philosopher, also a professor emeritus at the University of California, Berkeley, author of many books, including Whose Freedom? The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. Professor, welcome to Here and Now.
A pleasure to be here.
And what a moment we've been in. For over a year now, we've been debating the personal responsibility of mask wearing or not mask wearing. And now we're back into these tense conversations about our liberties around gun ownership. Well, why does this theme keep emerging?
Well, first, there's the question about what your responsibility is when you have liberty. Do you have responsibility to other people? Liberty comes through legitimate authority, usually through political authority. The question then is, if you have liberty in that way, do you have responsibilities to other people who have liberty? That is, you're not free to limit other people's freedom. And that's a very important idea. Being free doesn't mean you stop other people's freedom.
Right. So, I mean, we have First Amendment speech, but you know, the classic example is you can't yell fire into a crowded theater. We have Second Amendment gun rights, but you aren't allowed to just randomly shoot somebody on the street. Is that nuance something that we Americans are equipped to understand?
Well, we're equipped to understand it simply intuitively because democracy requires empathy. Democracy requires caring about other people. Without empathy, without the very idea of caring about other people, there can be no notion of democracy.
Hmm. So you're a linguist, and it sounds like you're saying to me that the definition of liberty is not the same necessarily as freedom.
Oh, not at all. Liberty has to do with a legitimate authority imposing a freedom within the range of the laws given by that legitimate authority. So liberty is a political notion. Freedom is sort of neutral.
So this conversation applies to guns. It applies to masks, many other things in this country's discourse. How do politicians use the language of freedom and liberty to suit their goals?
Well, in general, Republicans tend to talk more about freedom and less about liberty. And that's an important thing, because liberty has to do with politics. Liberty has to do with legitimate authority, not just any authority, legitimate or not. And that's an important distinction in American politics.
Hmm. Here's Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis speaking to conservatives last month about taking a hands-off approach to the coronavirus. I think it's going to get to some of what we're talking about.
We are an oasis of freedom in a nation that's suffering in many parts of the country under the yoke of oppressive lockdowns. We look around in other parts of our country, and in far too many places, we see schools closed, businesses shuttered, and lives destroyed.
What do you hear there?
Oppressive lockdowns. That is public health. That is doing what is necessary to, maintain public health. Under a pandemic, is seen as oppressive. Oppressive to who? The answer is oppressive to those, companies and folks that don't care about whether or not they're contributing to the coronavirus or contributing to other dangers to public health.
What's the effect of using a phrase like that, the yoke even of oppressive lockdown?
The effect is to say that government that cares about its people is not legitimate. That's the effect. It says that people are free, independent of what its government says about taking care of the health and well-being of the people at large.
Let's listen to the way Democrats might handle something like this. Here's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer commenting last week on legislation that's been proposed to restrict access to guns following the recent shootings.
We cannot seem to finish grieving one tragedy before another takes place. It's a reminder that we must confront a devastating truth in the United States. An unrelenting epidemic of gun violence steals innocent lives with alarming regularity.
So what did you hear there? And do liberals approach the language of freedom and liberty differently than conservatives?
Very, very differently. Take the question of whether anybody ought to be able to go out and buy an AR-15. You know, what Schumer is saying is no.
Is there anything that you're hearing now in this modern discourse that's any different than how we once discussed these principles?
Well, there was a time at which, you know, AR-15 kind of weapons were banned due to the work of Dianne Feinstein.
California senator, yeah.
You know, that was changed by Republicans in Congress who are supported by gun manufacturers. I mean, this is not a great idea that gun manufacturers and gun salesmen should be able to affect our national politics.
But go back even further than that, and I mean way back, like to the founding days of this country, when the country held up these virtues of liberty and freedom as sort of like what it meant to be American.
In those days, you had, if you wanted to shoot a rifle, you had to put a bullet, which was a round ball, in it with gunpowder, stuff it down and so on, you know, before you could shoot one shot. I mean, things were very different then. You know, there were no AR-15s and huge magazines on guns and so on. So the idea of Second Amendment rights were, you know, if you still had the right to just have that kind of a rifle, you know, there wouldn't be a whole lot of gun violence around.
Hmm. Can we get past having fights about guns and masks and actually have a productive conversation? I mean, what's your expectation and your advice to people who are seeking that?
I don't think we can get by it. I mean, this is part of the politics of our country. You know, it is part of conservatism these days that you should be able to have guns, period. And this is part of what the Republican Party is supporting. When you have a national party doing this, that's dangerous.
George Lakoff is a cognitive linguist and a philosopher, also a professor emeritus at the University of California, Berkeley. Thank you.
My pleasure.